Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
We're in Raising Cane's with the man that started it all.
Wait, are you the Yes Chef guy?
We got chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries, Texas toast, and their world famous cane sauce. We could shed a tear right now.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
We're on the air.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is time for the spillover, sponsored by our friends at Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. Good place to go for lunch today or dinner, Raising Cane's. Also, Shaver's with us for one more segment. If you guys are looking for a great place to watch the Kentucky Derby, we have friends at Liquid Asset Sports Bar and Grill, 27th at Jamie Lane. They're having a great party. Mint Juleps.
Jeez.
Also, they're going to have some high-end bourbon there to drink during the Kentucky Derby.
Nice.
Wear your fancy hat. Wear your fancy jacket. The party's at Liquid Asset Sports Bar and Grill, 27th and
Jake
Jamie Lane.
Jake would be great in a fancy
jacket.
If we're going to send one guy to the Derby, we're sending Jake.
You know,
he would look really good.
Schaefer has been to the Derby.
I've been
before.
To the Derby.
I
went in 2017. It was a fantastic experience. Never will forget watching two very, very nicely dressed women fighting over a $40 spaghetti strap Kentucky Derby shirt in the gift shop.
Gift shop?
Yeah, just like full on screaming about who saw it. It was like the last one of that size. And I was just like blown away. Like, this is, you're wearing, like, whatever the dresses you have on now are significantly more expensive than this tank top, but you really, really need it, apparently.
So I think I was about 2002 when I went.
Ah.
Beautiful day. Beautiful day.
What was your attire, Bill? What'd you wear?
I don't remember. I really don't. I was somewhat sporty, but not outrageous like that. It is probably the ultimate people watching that you can't even imagine.
It is really incredible.
You know, the things that stand out to me was the day before is what they call the Oaks.
Yep.
Yeah,
and
that's
when all the locals come. That's a Louisville day. Mm-hmm. That is like the diehard. And a lot of people don't, the Derby's become very, you know, it's very corporate. But still very awesome. And then the infield's got 200,000 people that can't even see the racetrack. You walk through a tunnel and it's just Mardi Gras inside.
Yeah.
There's just beach balls going and all, and they have no idea what's going on outside.
It was in a 3-floor suite on the first turn, and you know, you're standing up at the top of that and you're looking out onto the infield, and all I could think is I could never come back here and be where they are. Like, it's the first experience that I have, I'm in this suite on the turn. Yeah. And it's like, I can't. It's been ruined for me forever.
Yes.
So if anyone's like, hey, Mike, you want to go to the Kentucky Derby? Yeah. Are there going to be betting machines? Am I going to get food? Is it, you know? Because you mentioned corporate. Like, the whole reason I went is a buddy's company had tickets, and his then-girlfriend couldn't go, and his brother couldn't go, and I was like the third call.
Boy.
And he's living in Louisville, and it's 4 days before the Derby. He's like, hey, I got this ticket. He's like, I'm there. I'll be there.
Who's the winner?
Ooh, I
draw a blank
remember.
On mine too. This
I don't even remember. It wasn't anyone that was like competitive for a Triple Crown
it wasn't
or anything
American
like that.
Pharaoh, I think that was 2015.
And it wasn't like a big favorite or anything either.
217.
I know.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Didn't win on it.
Yeah, I was like 2002 or 2003 is when I was there. Anyway, incredible. Just, you know, the whole venue is just incredible.
I'm not proud of this, but I'm 34 years old. I've never been to any horse race. Fonter Park, anywhere.
You never
any
been to a horse race?
What?
I've never.
We are going to Columbus, and you are going. Like,
I mean,
when do we're gonna get you to a horse race.
Bill's is so highly June about GI.
Columbus' schedule has changed a bunch.
It used to be summer.
Yeah, for me, it was always August, September. They would have races there. Bill and then it became early racing. August. Now
Jake
I don't know.
Fonter Park is one of the most incredible places.
You speak so highly of it.
Sipple's been to Attica in Sioux City.
I've been to mall.
I said I wasn't proud of it.
Exarban?
Okay. Wasn't proud of this.
Exarban?
I've never been to a horse
this
race.
This is like shocking.
This is the most shocking thing that's been said on the show ever.
Lincoln used to have their horse track over here by Cornhuskers.
Getting funny looks over here from Sip. Getting funny looks.
It's kind of funny.
Never been to a horse race. I need to change that. I know Fonter Park.
Her trip used to work at the horse track.
I know. Yeah. I know this is going to cause problems here. Sorry to disappoint you all.
Jake.
Sorry.
That's a wow.
Greg was telling me just this morning when you guys don't know. Bill would remember Doctor Who.
Yeah.
An explosive girl ran a match race at Exarban in 1982, and there's 31,000 people there. There's 31,000 people. It averaged. Exarban averaged in that time period, early 80s, 13,000 people per day.
Jeez.
Yeah, it was big.
I missed out my whole life.
Social event.
Those are some numbers.
I'm telling you what, now, when I was...
It was big.
I was at Fonter a couple weeks ago at that. I mean, it was packed. It was a horrible day, and it was packed.
The place was packed.
I mean, unbelievable. It was unbelievable how packed it was. And like I said, going to Fonter is fun.
Yeah.
I think you're 34.
This is your year.
This year,
why don't we plan a pilgrimage to Columbus? I agree with that.
This would be great.
So Columbus is still racing for sure.
Well, I don't know how the setup has changed with the casino now.
Right. I don't think there's
a track there.
They're not racing at Ag Park now, though.
No.
They're racing at the.
In order for the casino to exist, they needed to have that there. They have to have at least one race, or the casino can't exist.
Right.
So I don't know what their schedule is. I'll look into this.
Ag Park is down.
It's not down,
but I don't know.
They don't
what it's
run races anymore. I was just informed
because Friday night used to always be a big night. My Tom Delmont used to go there. It's like dollar hot dogs. Dollar days, whatever.
Yeah.
It's like every Friday. I think you can just go in there.
You're right.
Great.
I remember in the 80s when I was working. It was like probably 85, 84. I looked up and there's Danny Noonan. He had just been drafted by the Dallas Cowboys. He's standing right at the window. I'm like. Jake, come on.
Listen, this year is the year I go to a horse race.
God, I know it wasn't at Ag Park, but so I'll join in.
This year.
Could someone please, is there a listener out there? Is there a breaker can tell us when the horses start in
June
Columbus?
13th, July 13th.
There we go.
There we go. Yeah,
1 month.
Racing at Harrah's, Columbus, Nebraska.
Nice.
Is it just for a month?
It's got a month, 15 racing days.
Okay. Well, I got to get out there then. That
I'll
time
be damned.
Okay. That's it for us, Schaefer. Thanks for coming in.
Absolutely.
The drive is next. Back tomorrow. I'll see you guys in a week. Adios.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply.